Today is Thursday, July 7th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, we finished up with a fancy dinner for our anniversary, and then the next day we got up and we had basically, that was our Florence day, and we had a packed day because we started with it was our day was a lot of art galleries, and we also had a food tour. And so I'm gonna try not to go into as much detail as I've been going into, because I'll never finish. But basically we packed our schedule quite a bit, on especially this day, but this trip in general is pretty packed. But, so we got up in the morning and, we got dressed. We figured out, we thought we had figured out how to get to our first tour, which was the Uffizi Gallery. And it's a gallery with a lot of sculptures. It has, art from a lot of different, Italian artists, and, Botticelli and Michelangelo and I don't know others, and there's a lot of sculpture and stuff like that. But so we thought we knew where we were going, and well, at least I thought I knew. I punched in the address, I selected the route, it was only maybe 10 minutes, and we started going, and we were going for I don't know a good 8, and you know, we only gave ourselves roughly enough time to get there in time for when the tour was gonna start, because they didn't say that there was you needed to meet early or anything like that. Well, I was wrong. I had somehow gotten the wrong thing in there. We got almost all the way to the wrong place and realized. And so then we turned around and we were walking so fast, and we were gonna miss our meeting time by about 10 minutes. And so, but we kept going, and sweat was pouring down our backs because it was already hot and humid, and I thought we were going to miss it, and I thought, well, maybe we'll buy a ticket and just go in on our own, or, you know, we'll just skip this one and go to the food tour, which was next. So, no, we got a call, and we were already late at this point. We got a call, and they said, oh, this is so-and-so from the, you know, Via Tour or wherever. We're just wondering where you're at. And I said, well, we're about 7 minutes away. I just figured we were going to miss the tour. We, you know, got our directions mixed up, and I'm so sorry. And they said, no, we're going to wait for you. Just hurry up. We'll tell the tour guide, you know, that you're about 7 or 8 minutes away. So we went, and we felt so bad. I mean, both of us, sweat was pouring down both of us. Mine always goes down my back, down to the crack of my butt. But Mark sweats in the face, but both of us were sweating and out of breath. We got there, and these poor people, there was a group of people waiting for us, and I felt so bad. But anyway, we got there, she buys the tickets, the tour guide, we go in, and not much to report there, but I really enjoyed the sculptures. I don't have anything specifically to say about them, but I really enjoyed the sculptures, and just really... I think that was my favorite part of Florence, was all the sculptures. And I think I have realized that I really like that better than paintings or, you know, other types of art. I just find it fascinating how close to the human, an animal or a human or whatever they're sculpting, they can make these things. And so anyway, we did that, and it was cool. Again, not a lot of detail, but anyway, we enjoyed it. And then our next, we basically had time to just, you know, we had enough time to get over to our next tour, which was a food tour. And we had a really nice Spanish guy giving the food tour. And he took us, the first place we went to, there was an American couple with us. There was actually a lady from California and her two sons. There was an American couple, and there was a British couple. And the first place we went was wine and just some kind of hors d'oeuvre sort of stuff. We had more of like a charcuterie. We had a toast with some zucchini cream. We had different mortadella and salami and some other things and some cheese. and some wine. And so that was good. And then we went and had some really good pasta, some really, they call it fat spaghetti. And it was so good. And with a kind of a pesto type sauce, but much better than what you get in the States. And then another pasta with a ragu sauce. It was actually like a ravioli, but interestingly, it was a ravioli and it had mashed potatoes as the filling. So, and it was also very good. I've never had mashed potatoes as a filling in ravioli, but we really enjoyed it. And so we had that. The bread had no salt. And he told us, you know, you just have to believe your tour guide, right? He told us there's a whole thing about Florence does not put salt in their bread because there was a disagreement from whoever made the salt back in the day, stopped selling it to Florence for some reason. There was some reason they stopped selling it to Florence. And then Florence started making bread with no salt. And so when they went back to selling it to them or providing salt to Florence, just out of stubbornness, Florence decided they were going to continue to make their bread with no salt. So, and there was no salt in this bread. Then we went to another place where we had a nice panzanella salad. We went to a sandwich shop and we went to a gelato place to end. So, and the tour guide was really friendly. He didn't give us quite as much historical information. It was more, you know, just about eating and restaurants and stuff like that, which I guess, you know, you would do with the food tour, but we enjoyed it. And the company was good. The British couple was really friendly and nice. The American couple was nice, and we had a good chat with them. They seemed liberal and to like gay people. And we didn't talk to the lady from California much. We think her son was on the spectrum a bit, and it was a little bit more difficult to carry on a conversation with him. He talked a lot, but just a kind of about random things as we were walking around. So anyway, so then we did, we went straight to the next tour, which was Academy. It's the museum where the Statue of David is. And so we really had no mishaps there. We made it on time. We were early. We got our ticket. We went in. The tour guide was, again, really good. She knew a lot about David and about, you know, all of the other works by Michelangelo. And so anyway, we went in and, you know, all of the art's good. But when you turn, I mean, she was giving us a little bit of information about some paintings and stuff like that. But when you turn the corner and you see David, I was blown away. First of all, I didn't know David was that large, like the statue was that large. And so it's massive. It's really tall. And you have to look up, basically, to see, you know, his head and everything else. And just how perfect the sculpture is and how much he looks like a real human. Other than, you know, his feet and his hands and his head are bigger than they should be. And apparently it was on purpose. Because when he's up above you, it's like a perspective thing or whatever, that it was done on purpose. Like they knew that they were doing that, or Michelangelo knew he was doing that, but it's noticeable that he has these huge feet. And you can't really tell his head because it's so far in the air, you can't really tell how big it is. His hands do look rather large as well. You know what they say about big hands, big feet, but it didn't really translate. Well, maybe he's a grower, I'm not sure, but... So and I had one of those moments where I had zoomed in, not trying to zoom in on his private parts, but I picked up my camera or my phone and it was on zoom already. And I just, where I had done it, it was just zoomed into his dick. And people behind you can, you know, when you're taking a picture on your phone, people behind you can see what, and I feel like on Twitter somewhere, somebody put a meme of this woman like zoomed in on the crotch of David. I felt like that woman because I wasn't on purpose. Although they do, I mean, that's a thing. You see aprons with David, you know, around where with the penis elongated. You see magnets with just the David crotch. You know, it's anyway. So we did all of that. And then we found, I believe, I'm trying to think what we had for dinner that night. We did a little bit. We did a walk around. There was a story I told on level 13, which I'm not going to tell here. But anyway, I'm going to cut it off there because I'm out of time. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.